Well, it's time to head out to the oasis that they have set up out at Lac Parle Valley High School. There may be a foot of snow everywhere else, but as Hawaii is found out at Lac Parle Valley High School today. And here's Paul Ramo with a guest to tell us all about that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, I have my hula skirt on, and we're ready to go out here at Lac Parle Valley.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, Julie Asfelt joins me here in the Commons area of Lac Parle Valley High School, and it's a Hawaiian theme, and you walk into the Commons area and you go, wow, a lot of palm trees around here. Julie, tell us about it. What's going on?
So we have our Hawaiian beach party going on today. We got lots of stuff going on. There's open swim from 1 to 5. There's open gym. We got hula hoops going on in there, beach balls. We got gymnastics going on from 1 to 2. We got lots of games. We got fish pond, the limbo, beanbag toss. We got a make-your-own lei necklace craft, coloring sheets, all sorts of stuff.
Yes, it's a very family-friendly event here at Lac Parle Valley, Julie, and it's called the Hawaiian Beach Party. So how did you come up with that?
So I guess I kind of was inspired by when I was growing up in the school district I lived in. Every year they had it was called a beach party, and they cranked up the heat in the elementary school, and they had beach balls and cakewalks and all sorts of stuff. So I just kind of, that was the beginning of my idea, and we just kind of went from there.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your job out here at Lac Parle Valley first, what you do with Steve and
strengthening
the family.
Now I work in the community ed office and help Steve Sarut out with everyday community ed stuff, and then recently I have taken over the asset builder advisor position, so I have a whole group of high school and junior high kids, and I try to keep them straight and teach little kids good things.
Yep,
so
there you go. And you and Andrea Young have put this together.
Andrea and I have spent a lot of time brainstorming and executing all of our ideas, so please come out and see what's going on here.
So what age groups are we looking at here today?
So we tried to pick stuff that appeals to all ages. Obviously, the open swim, open gym is for all ages. We have a wide variety of different levels for crafts, from coloring to different, like, just more complicated crafts. And
And Marianne Anderson's over here to our right. I have no idea what she's doing. She's
She has a booth set up over there.
Yep.
And she
she can see we're talking about her.
Yeah. And it was her idea to do the bring a canned good.
Okay.
So bring a canned good as a donation to the local food shelf. But otherwise, the event is totally free, so come on out.
Yep, and we got kids just coming in.
Yeah.
The doors just opened up, and a lot of people are already coming through the doors. As Julie mentioned, it's absolutely free.
Yep.
You can bring a canned good for the food shelf. And
the roads are good, so come on out.
That's right. The roads are absolutely good. I just drove out here, no problem at all, driving out to Lac Parle Valley on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And grandparents, pick up the grandkids and bring them out.
Yeah, no, and we do have barbecue sandwiches for $5. So
there's lunch.
Yeah, eat lunch, eat supper, whatever you want. We will serve until the food runs out. So if you want some, you better get here now.
Also Cold Stone Creamery ice cream.
Cold Stone is here. And we also have Girl Scout cookies available
for
purchase. So please buy those, because my garage is full of them and I need to get rid of them.
Girl Scout cookies for sale here too.
Yeah.
All right. You can't beat that. Buy some Girl Scout cookies, some Cold Stone ice cream, and you got a good treat there.
Yes.
And it's cheap.
And it's all very reasonably priced. You'll save money because there's no entrance fee. So
that's right. All right. Well, we're going to broadcast a few more remotes here throughout the afternoon, but I just want to encourage everybody that's listening, come on out, check out the Commons area. They got a lot of palm trees up here. Actually, Julie was in Hawaii.
I was just in Hawaii last month, and it was beautiful. So I tried to recreate that.
Yep.
So come on out.
And I was in Hawaii in October. And it's close. You got it close here.
We're almost spot on, minus the sand and water.
Yep. All right, a lot of games for the kids to play, too. Come out, have lunch out here at Lac Parle Valley in the Commons area.
Oh, we have photo booths, too.
Photo booth?
Yeah, we got a lot of the scenes set up, so you can take lots of selfies.
Okay, awesome.
Do that.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I'm good at selfies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Julie, and we'll talk to some kids.
All right, I'll find some for you.
In the next remote here. So come on out to Lac Qua Valley High School Hawaiian Beach Party going on right now. The doors just opened up. Kids are coming in with their parents and their grandparents for some lunch. It goes all the way to 5 o'clock, so you got plenty of time to get in the car and come out to Lac Qua Valley. And once again, it's free.
All free. Come on out.
All right, good job putting it together, Julie.
Thank you.
That's Julie Asvelt, and we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Maynard, and we'll have some more remotes coming down the road here.
Yeah, lay off the selfies a little bit out there, so that, we know how you are with those.
I can't help myself.
Yeah, I know it. So try to control yourself.
I have to go check that photo booth out right away.
We'll be watching Facebook. All right. Talk to you in a bit.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
That's Paul and Julie out of Lac Qua Valley High School with the Hawaiian Beach Party going on this afternoon. You're invited. Get out there and check it out.